Hey, good afternoon. Welcome in. It's Friday. It's December 23rd. 22nd. We are 3 days away from Christmas 2023. I hope you are having a wonderful Friday afternoon. Maybe if you had to work, you got out of work a little early. Maybe you didn't work at all today. Maybe you are back in town visiting and decided to see what's going on WBEN. Oh my gosh, they're still employing that Joe Beamer guy. Whatever it is, we are glad to have you with us. We are going to have so much to talk about today. And of course, we want you to be a part of it at 803-0930, star 930. We are going to have some fun today. We're going to talk about some of the more serious things. And we're going to start with one of the more serious things heading into the weekend. And to help us with that conversation, and I'm so appreciative that he is taking time out of his day to join us, it is Howard Simon. Howard, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day this afternoon.
I thought we were doing a preview of the Vatek Joe's Sub Shop Bowl game.
You know, it's funny you bring it up. One of the beloved sub shops in Blacksburg closed yesterday. Their final day was yesterday.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yes, yes. But I can tell you this, and I will say this on record, Virginia Tech will have more offense next Wednesday than Syracuse had last night.
So I understand. But, they're getting a new coach. It seems like they're pretty excited about the guy they're bringing in.
Oh, Syracuse, I'm telling you this. I'm scared to play Syracuse next season and beyond. They are bringing in five-star recruits. They're getting people to transfer. That will be a program to talk about for sure. But Howard, the focus in Western New York, I think tomorrow and Sunday and possibly Christmas Day, is the Bills in the playoffs. And before we talk about the scoreboard watching, because that's what I brought you in for, let's talk about this game tomorrow. On paper, Kyle Allen should be seeing time tomorrow.
Well, yeah. I mean, you'd think if the subs came in with 10.5 to go against Dallas, maybe they can beat that. So, look, on paper, you're right. It looks like the Bills should have a walk in the park. I don't know that 63 points is happening, but, right, if the Raiders can get 63, so yeah. So knock on wood, and we don't have a stressed-out football game, Joe. We can all relax. Right? Let's get a nice blowout by halftime. We can all chill out. But it's hard to look at this game and design a plan where there could absolutely be an upset here. If Justin Herbert was playing, I would tell you, don't just write this one off. But with him being out and Bosa being out and some of the other injuries they've had and just how bad their defense is, I mean, this would be, if you thought losing to the Patriots was shocking, this would be stunning.
That was my next question. So the team that's taking the field tomorrow in the current state that it's in, worse than the Patriots team that we lost to earlier in the season?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at least the Patriots offensively were bad. But defensively, they had at that time, they were playing okay on defense. The Chargers defense is bad to begin with. And then, you know, without their best pass rusher, and they still have Khalil Mack, but, you know, they are bottom of the league in total defense, I think 30th. The Bills should not have problems running or passing the ball against them.
Well, I love to hear that, Howard. Now, you know, obviously, Chargers-Patriots are the games that it seems like the fans are taking for granted to get to the Dolphins. But, all right, you got the Chargers this week, and then you have the Patriots. It could be Bill Belichick's final game coaching the Patriots at Highmark Stadium.
Yeah, what everybody seems to be suggesting out there, it sure sounds like they're headed for a little mutual departure thing between him and Robert Kraft. So, it would be nice to send them out on another loss to the Buffalo Bills after all those years of torturing the Bills. It'd be nice if they could, you know, tack another L onto his record. And, I don't think, if you're skipping forward to the Patriots game, I don't think the Bills would be, like, looking past the Patriots game. I think we hear a lot about that. Assuming they beat the Chargers, people are going to be talking about they're looking up at Miami already. They lost to the Patriots earlier this season. So if anybody's, like, taking that game for granted, I suppose you just have to remind them they did lose in Foxborough. I'm not worried about the Bills' focus the next two games.
Awesome, awesome. All right, let's talk about tomorrow. So obviously, Bills Chargers. It would help the Bills if they won. But looking at some other games in the league, the game before the Bills and Chargers over on NBC, Steelers Bengals. Now we're talking about what is going to give the Buffalo Bills the most routes into the playoffs, Howard. As a Bills fan, who should the Bills fans be rooting for in the Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game?
Well, I mean, I would root for Pittsburgh. The downside of that is whoever's behind the Bills, you don't want coming back into the wild card race. But it's the teams that are in front of the Bills that's the problem. And Cincinnati is a big problem because the Bills lost head-to-head to them. The tiebreakers, if the Bills don't win the division, if they have to get in via the wild card, the tiebreakers are problematic at this point. They don't have a tiebreaker with Cincinnati. Well, Denver's now behind them, but they don't have the tiebreaker with Cincinnati. And then you look at the Browns, the Colts, and the Texans. Right now, they all have better AFC records than the Bills. Now, that's going to change because those three teams are playing against each other. But Cincinnati head-to-head with the edge over the Bills, you'd like to get them behind the Bills in the loss column. So, and I feel like even if Pittsburgh wins this game, I don't think they're winning out. So I would root for Cincinnati to get the loss there.
All right. And then, we're talking about these other routes. And that's the thing, Howard, I want to know the most routes to get in. But is it...
Well, win out, Joe. If you win out, there's a 99% chance the Bills are in the playoffs.
Okay. And would you say, again, you got to play the games. You don't want to assume anything. But is the most likely path for the Buffalo Bills winning out and the Dolphins losing either this week or next week?
Yes, I think so, because the Dolphins have, you know, the deal on the Dolphins is they don't have a signature win. They literally haven't beaten a winning team on their schedule. Now, they've only played three. I'm talking about winning record right now, not when the week they played Miami, but a winning record right now. The Bills, the Eagles, and the Chiefs are the three teams on the Dolphins schedule that have winning records, and they lost all three of them. So they're 0-3. Their best win is Denver, the 70-point game against Denver. The Broncos are 7-7. So if you look at it and say they've got to play Dallas at home and they've got to go to Baltimore and then they play the Bills, it's very doable to say Miami wins one of those two games or loses one of those two games. And if the Bills beat the Chargers and the Patriots, then it's very simple. Week 18 is a winner takes the AFC East game. I think that's easier, Joe, than doing all the different wild cards and the Browns play the Texans and the Texans play the Colts. And this team plays that team and the wild card and the cyber. The easiest thing is win two games and have Miami lose to either the Cowboys or the Ravens, which is not far-fetched.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I look at it. But Howard, you want to have that, you want to know that other path as well, because like you said, the Bills went out. Regardless of what the Dolphins do, the Bills went out. They have a 99% chance to go to the playoffs, but that would be most likely in the wild card. So you talk about the Bengals Steelers. Obviously, the Colts, you'd want the Falcons in that game, but the Falcons, for some reason, keep losing to the worst teams in the NFL. The Browns Texans is another one where it's kind of this would be positive, but you also take away this option, right?
Well, the Browns, I mean, it's now you're getting into really crazy stuff, Joe, because you could look at it and say, I think the Browns might still play the Bengals. You could almost look at it if you want and say, all right, let's let one team pull away and knock out the others. Like if you say, all right, I'm going to root for the Browns. If the Browns win, they get the Texans a loss. That's good for the Bills. And then the Browns, I believe, still play Cincinnati. So if they could beat the Bengals, that's good for the Bills too. So that's why I said you could really make yourself nuts, because since these teams are going to be playing against each other, you got to try and figure out it might be best for one team in that wild card race to just separate itself a little bit and take some of the Bills' other competition out of the picture by beating them. So if I had to guess, I would say, Cleveland, I honestly have to look at AFC records. I don't have it in front of me, Joe, but maybe take the Browns to beat the Texans and then the Browns to beat the Bengals, and you get two teams' losses thanks to Cleveland.
Now, you want to know how crazy I've gone, because I'm exactly what you're describing.
Did you play the playoff machine, Joe?
Oh, I actually paid for a month subscription to the New York Times to have the playoff machine unlimited.
What did they tell you? What's best?
Well, here's the thing. They say exactly what you're saying, and I see it. But then in my head, I'm going, well, what if there's a trip up somewhere, but the Bills still have an option, a chance in the finals in the final week, but they need the Bengals to lose. However, the Browns have already clinched the playoffs, so the Browns aren't playing their starters.
You don't know. That's true. That's right. You got to factor that in. That's right.
These are the things that. So I have, as you said, made myself crazy going over literally every scenario. But I think the Dolphins will. I actually think they'll lose this week. I don't see the Cowboys losing two in a row. And I think that will put Buffalo fans' minds at ease.
Even if they beat Dallas. You know, look, either we could talk about Dallas will be angry after getting their butts kicked here, but also Dallas is a different team on the road than they are at home. So even if the Dolphins beat Dallas, I just don't think they're going to go into Baltimore and beat the Ravens. The Ravens look like the best team in the conference. Well, the Bills are probably the best team in the conference. But anyway, Baltimore looks like they're going to have the one seed. And I just don't think Miami goes in there and wins. So I'm feeling more confident, actually, that Week 18 will present itself as a beat Miami for the division than Week 18. You're looking at the out-of-town scoreboard playing, you know, three or four different what-if scenarios.
And you also, if you really want to get crazy, you want the Patriots to beat the Broncos just in case the Bills lose a game and you want a chance for them to get in.
Yeah, because you don't. That's the only team behind the Bills you'd worry about, because that's the only team, I believe, right behind the Bills that has the tiebreaker. The Steelers don't. So, you'd like to get Denver another loss just to make sure they don't creep up. And their schedule, I think their schedule's pretty easy the last three games.
Yeah. Now, Howard, I got to ask you this question. This is a broadcasting question. Does the NFL have the worst luck picking Christmas Eve night games in the last decade?
Why? What were some of the night games?
Well, I can remember a year where it was the Raiders and Steelers. Both teams were already eliminated. This year, it's the Broncos and the Patriots. It just seems like they pick some rough games on Christmas Eve night.
Joe, watch It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart instead.
Well, it's my parents throw the big Beamer Christmas Eve party, which took a year off last year, obviously. So the return of that, I will be talking with people and celebrating.
Joe, I thought, are we friends, Joe? You and me, are we friends?
Of course we're friends.
I've never gotten an invitation to the Big Beamer Christmas party.
That's actually not true. The year after COVID, Howard, you did get an invite. I said, make your way over.
Well, you said, it said, come dressed as your favorite Hokie, and that was kind of a turnoff for me.
Yeah. Another question I have for you, Howard, before I let you go, because I said this yesterday. Now, obviously, if Howard Simon was on the broadcast, I would have a different opinion. But they're making a big deal about no commercials in the fourth quarter. I'm not sure what we're going to gain from an extra 12 minutes of Chris Collinsworth tomorrow.
I didn't even know. Is that right? No commercials in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, NBC and Peacock are announcing that tomorrow for the first ever Peacock-exclusive NFL game that they are going commercial-free in the fourth quarter.
Oh, that's exciting. By the way, in the fourth quarter, that might, if it goes the way we hope it goes, that's extra fill time for those guys, because the game should be a blowout by then. So they're going to have to come up with 2 minutes of stories to tell.
Yeah, it's good.
Or multiple minutes of stories to tell.
Yeah, I don't know. I have some issues with the way the NFL and you know, some of the on-field playoff stuff. But I think the NFL broadcast is like the most perfect broadcast. Do you agree the way NFL broadcast is today?
From you're gauging it perfectly based on,
compared to any other league's national broadcast. I think the NFL nationally is the best broadcast.
Well, I don't know. I never really sat down and thought about it. I've never really been fond of the NHL product. I think the NBA broadcast is pretty good. I've stopped watching Major League Baseball, Joe, so I couldn't tell you how that's been lately. So, yeah, I guess football's okay. I don't know. I think some of the analysts are very, you know, they don't really bring a lot to the equation, quite honestly. And I think, you know, the Steratores and the guy and the Pereiras contradicting what referees at the game are actually saying, it's kind of a bad look. So it has some good parts, but I don't know. They're not perfect in my eyes. They've got some issues on their telecast.
Yeah, that's why, Howard, as soon as the game starts, I have Chris, Eric, and Sal on.
There you go. That's right. Turn down the TV and turn up WGR.
Now, Howard, before I let you go, I do have one final question. We got to see you for a few games over on MSG. Where are we going to see Howard Simon next?
You want to FaceTime me? I guess that would be the only way to see me anytime soon.
Okay.
Just FaceTime me. FaceTime me during the big Beamer Christmas party that I didn't get an invitation to.
Well, Howard, if you want to make the invite, I would. I'd be happy to see you. We miss you here every morning in the studio, as you know. But will you be picking the Bills this middle week between Christmas and New Year's?
I will. I will be in Tuesday. You're never in anymore. You're always subbing for Bowerly, and I never see you anymore. Jimmy's always in.
Well, I got great news for you. I am in on Tuesday. So
wow. I don't know if I'll be able to sleep. I thought it was going to be hard sleeping, waiting for Christmas. This is even bigger than Christmas morning.
Hey, I've got even better news. If you are craving more airtime after Pick the Bills, Brian's not here on Tuesday. So,
oh my goodness, you and me.
The co-host seat is open at 9 o'clock.
What are we doing? Our favorite Mets memories? Because that'll kill a good 2-3 minutes.
I would love to do my favorite Mets memories, and very few of them would be on the field.
No, yeah, that would. I might have to imbibe in a little something special in my shot class before we do the favorite Mets memory show.
We might have to get Jimmy on the dump button if we start talking Mets.
Yeah, I've been known to throw out F-bombs when I get talking about the Mets. Just ask the guys at GR.
That was one thing I wanted to ask you. I thought it was hilarious last night in Los Angeles. They had Ohtani on the field with an L.A. jersey. The guy's been in L.A. his entire career.
Yeah. Maybe he didn't know they had a football team there.
I guess when you're stuck out in Anaheim, you don't know what's going on.
I feel like L.A. football fans might not know they have two football teams out there.
Oh, yeah. I think tomorrow's going to sound like a Bills home game. I know a handful of people that are going to be at the game tomorrow.
Good. Oh, that's good. Yeah, well, I don't know why Charger fans would be showing up. So if they were smart, they would have been selling their tickets to Bills Mafia all over the secondary market.
Yeah, I mean, there's not many Charger fans in Los Angeles to begin with.
Are you taking the Beamer private jet out for this game or no?
No, I won't be taking it, and I won't be taking it to the military bowl either, which I'm a little upset about. So I guess my next football game will be on New Year's Eve at Highmark Stadium.
All right, sounds like a plan.
And hopefully 2 weeks after that, I'll be back at Highmark Stadium.
Hey, maybe you might be there for a home playoff game if they can get the division. You never know.
That's what I'm hoping. But yeah. Howard, unlike some people, I will actually stay in the current Highmark Stadium. Don't have to worry about reading about me in the new Highmark Stadium until it opens.
Yes, please. Don't go across the street into the big hole.
Well, Howard, thank you so much for shedding some light on this situation. It's always great catching up with you. I hope you have a great holiday, and I look forward to talking with you on Tuesday.
I hope you get the Vatek jersey that Santa is probably bringing to you, and I will see you Tuesday morning.
Sounds good. Howard Simon, thank you so much. You can hear him Tuesday morning, Pick the Bills, with Jeremy and Joe over on WGR. Always great catching up with Howard, and that's how it looks. I mean, that is the plan right there. You've got all these other situations, but let's just hope the Bills win out, and let's hope. The Dolphins lose to the Cowboys or the Ravens. Or get this, maybe they can lose to the Ravens and the Cowboys. Maybe the Dolphins can go 0-2 their next two games and set up Week 18, make it 0-3. So that's how it lays out. Yes, there are multiple routes for the Buffalo Bills to get into the playoffs. But I think the easiest one is Bills win out, Dolphins lose one of their next two, and then lose, and then the Bills win. Obviously, winning out would mean the Bills beating the Dolphins. 803-0930, star 930. I'd like to know, when we come back, I have some questions for you. We've got other stuff. We're not going to keep it all on the Bills. But I've got some questions about you and where you feel about this Bills team right now. Do you think they're going to win the division? Do you think they'll get in but get eliminated the first game? Do you think they'll trip up somewhere and miss the division? Or do you think the most Buffalo thing will happen and nothing will work out in their favor? You already heard what I thought. You heard what Howard thought. I'd like to know what you think. 803-0930, star 930. We'll talk about that and much, much more. It's Beamer in for Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN.